You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
We're going to rejoice this morning. And this Wednesday morning, make a quality decision that you will rejoice. Why? We have hope. Why? We have life. Why? We can celebrate the goodness of God. He's in our life. We have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then we should make that decision to always rejoice. As the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say, in the Lord.
We want to invite you to join us Saturday night at 9 p.m. for New Year's Eve service at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So at 9 p.m. is going to be a time of food and fellowship, and the service will start at 10 p.m. in the sanctuary. So if you've been saying for the last 3 years that you're going to come visit Celebration Tabernacle Church and you haven't yet, it's your last opportunity for 2022 to come. So 2022 is prophetically our year of advancement, and 2023 is prophetically the year to arise and build. So that prophetic message has already been released, and Pastor's going to get more into that as we cross over into 2023 this Saturday night. So we're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. So come out anytime between 9 and 12 this Saturday night. We would love to meet you at Celebration Tabernacle Church. And we also ask that you follow us on Facebook. Our Sunday services are now uploaded to the page, so you'll be able to hear the full complete messages from Sunday mornings through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. They're usually uploaded by Monday or Tuesday, and there's a few up there from the last few weeks on the same topic that we are on, understanding the pathway to your advancement. So I want to encourage you to take part in those resources that are available to you.
Dan, you and I cannot advance in life unless we have an understanding. Mm-hmm. We can't advance in this life without an understanding of how. And that's why when we think of advancement, we have to go to the book. Mm-hmm. The book of life. And when we look in the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God, then we get what? Light. Mm-hmm. And once the light comes, then we see how to do what we need to do in this life. We see where to go, because you can't go no place without what?
Light.
Mm-hmm. You have to have light. Therefore, I submit to you, you will never advance without light. Mm-hmm. And Jesus clearly tell you in John, where we left off yesterday, John chapter 8 and verse 12.
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Yeah. Isn't that powerful? Mm-hmm. Jesus declared, not a false prophet. He is the light of the entire world. He who chooses, he says, to follow me will never walk in darkness, will not stumble, because they're following the true light.
And when we line that verse up with John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus tells us the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So that dark road leads to steal, kill, and destroy. It's
yes.
The one of the thief. But when we have the light of life, we are on that road of the abundant life.
Yes.
Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So not just any old dim life, but a lighted up life.
Yeah. The light shines. Mm-hmm. and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Therefore, the light of Jesus Christ shine in my life that shows me true life. When the light come, I find true life. Let's say it again. When the light comes, I find true life. So the light of Jesus Christ produces life. So we get it.
And it's not just any life.
No.
It's the abundant life. It's everlasting life. How do we get it? By believing. Whosoever believed that Jesus, he didn't come to condemn the world, but he came that through him we may be saved. So God gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that to whoever believes may have life and not perish. So if we think about the term perish, perish is like a slow rotting. It goes from the point of being well to not so well, to worse, to rank and stank. It's like a slow process, the perishing process. So that's why we must ensure that we're continuing to operate in the light and we're not straying away from the light, because straying away from the light ends in perish.
Yes. He says, I'm the true light. He's not the false light. You cannot imitate that light. He is the true light. And when the light comes, we can see. When the light of Jesus Christ shines in my heart, in your heart, then we can see how to live in this life. And the word is the light. So the word is the light. The Bible says in Psalms 119, your word is a lamp and a light unto my feet. So the word is the light. The light shine. When the word comes, it shines. It directs me. It guides me. So I'm guided by the word of God. In John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So there it is. The word that we have here is God, and God is the light. The word produced the light. The word is life, is life. When I have the word of God in my life, I have life and light.
We have to make a quality decision to love it.
Yes.
To love the light. Because love, too often we think that love is a feeling or an emotion, but love is a verb. It's an action word. So we have to choose to love the light, to love his word. It tells us in John chapter 3, verse 19,
yes.
And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So we have to make a quality decision to love the light, not to be in love with evil and in love with the struggle and in love with darkness. We have to make a quality decision to love the light of the word of God, because it is the life to us and to every situation. But we have to make a quality. We can't wait till we feel like. If you wait till you feel like, it ain't going to happen.
Yes.
You have to make a quality decision that you love the light of God's word, and then you enter into it. So anything that's dark in your life then will flee once you make a quality decision to enter into the light of life. Verse 20 says, for everyone practicing evil hates the light.
Yes.
And does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. So we can't be afraid of the light. Once we receive the light, all that darkness, all that mess, it's going to flee because it cannot comprehend the light. So we can't be scared to turn on the light. We want all that mess to leave. We want all those things that we don't want nobody to know about. We want those things to leave our life. So how do we do that? We have to turn the light on. How do we turn the light on? He is the light.
Yes.
The word of God is
the
light. Jesus came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. The lit up path. So we have to make a quality decision to exit the crooked path, to see past the struggle in order to continue to move forward in everything that he has for us. And after we make the decision, we got to do it.
Yes.
We have to do it.
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. Support of a teaching this morning. But all things are exposed, are made manifest by the light. For whatever make manifest is light. Let's go look at it again. Let's look one more time at this verse. Not rush past the truth of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever make manifest is light. So light, when the light shines, everything is exposed. That was in darkness. Darkness has to flee. Darkness cannot stay when light comes, because light comes to expose the darkness. When Jesus comes into my life, the darkness into my life has to flee, has to leave. That's why it's so important for us to invite Jesus Christ into our life. You and I can't get rid of the dark things of our life. Only Jesus Christ can. And how he does it? By us inviting him into our life. How do we invite him into our life? By studying his word. And the Bible says, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, then you will have life. That's how that works.
As you were just going over that, it brought to my mind, the Holy Spirit brought to my mind, a practical example of this time right now. We're the week after Christmas. So a lot of people are doing, well, what you would call spring cleaning, right? Where they're pulling stuff out of closets. They're pulling stuff out of piles. They're pulling stuff out of drawers, and they're bringing it into the light. Yeah. They're sorting it
exposed.
Out.
Yes.
When you get ready to do that real big cleaning, everything comes out, right?
Yes.
You pull everything out, and then you begin to look at it, and you begin to examine it. Okay, is this trash? Is it going in the trash? Is this going in the donation pile? Mm-hmm. Is this going back in this closet? Is this going back in this new organizer? Does this even still fit the kids? They haven't worn it in 2 years, and it's still in their drawer. So we pull, right, in order to deal with it, to declutter, to reorganize, whatever. We pull everything out into the light. Because if it stays in that dark drawer, you ain't never going through it. That's why when you finally do open it, you see some cord for technology that we don't even use anymore. That was outdated 20 years ago, but we still have the cord. Just in case, I know at my house, just in case you still got that old remote, a VHS you don't even have no more. You have it what? Just in case you might need a part off of it.
Just in case.
So when we bring all that stuff out in order to be able to clear and to be able to sort and to be able to move forward from where we're going, we bring everything into the light. So if you're looking for, okay, how do I read the word of God? They say I need light. It's in the word. How do I even get that? Well, what's that issue that you're working to address right now? Seek scriptures on that. Whatever that issue is, what that question is, what that next level advancement is. Because now we have so much technology, you could just put a scripture that has to do with this into Google and you'll find the answer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible